From the KBIA Newsroom in Columbia, I'm Jack Kosowski. Missouri Governor Mike Parson has directed all state employees to return to in-person work in office by May 17th, after many spent most of the past 14 months working remotely. Parson's order, announced Wednesday, also requires that all state buildings be open and accessible to the public during normal business hours. The governor cited decreasing number of cases and availability of vaccines. Parson's office says that COVID-19 screening and testing protocols will remain in place, and the state is encouraging all employees to consider vaccinations. The Columbia City Council is taking more time to consider a training program for police. According to the Columbia Missourian, the training program would focus on how to further train officers in community policing strategies. The program would be for a year and would be competitive for officers with less than 2 years of experience. Monthly workshops would be a part of the initiative, with focus on community-oriented policing on issues including Columbia history, systemic racism, over-criminalization, and mass incarceration. From interviews and interest in community policing and leadership, 18 officers would then be selected. Columbia Mayor Brian Treese asked for a work session to be scheduled on the topic and for Police Chief Jeff Jones to give his perspective on the initiative based on police accreditation requirements and manpower costs. Teachers and staff at a St. Louis area school district say people upset with the district's diversity and equity programs are posting threats of violence on social media. A union representing teachers at Rockwood School District have asked the school board and Superintendent Mark Miles to address an unhealthy and unproductive environment in the district. At least two Rockwood administrators of color say that they have received death threats this year, and the district has provided personal security for some administrators. The school board plans to address the union's letter at a meeting Thursday. Opponents of the diversity and equity programs argue they amount to reverse discrimination by shaming white teachers and students. A civilian police oversight board established in St. Louis soon after Michael Brown's death in nearby Ferguson, Missouri, has been shut out from reviewing any of the failed police shootings. The St. Louis Civilian Oversight Board report, released Monday, sums up its activities for the period of 2016 through 2019 and indicates it has been undermined from fulfilling one of its chief duties, reviewing officer-involved shooting investigations. The report cites 21 fatal police shootings from 2016 through 2019. I'm Jack Kosowski, KBI News, Columbia.